Christian Watson scored 3 touchdowns across the first practices of Packers training camp, 1 on a post route and 2 in a single red zone period, with the team site describing him at the peak of his powers. That reporting comes from Duncan Day at Heavy.com and dates to the start of camp, around August 1st. So let's be honest about the calendar. In the August 10th through 16th window, Watson's name did not surface in the team notes at all, and he wasn't mentioned in coverage of Thursday's preseason opener in Pittsburgh. Quiet week, and for a receiver working back from a torn knee ligament, the quiet version is the fine version. The June preview's core argument, which most of you are hearing fresh. The touchdowns were doing the heavy lifting. Watson came back from the torn ACL to finish last season with 35 catches, 611 yards, and 6 scores in 10 games. A real deep threats line, but one built on a part-time workload and a touchdown rate near the top of the position. We said the big plays were genuine while the week-to-week workload never had been, and that the only thing that would change the read was target volume climbing. Green Bay then paid him anyway, the 4-year extension worth up to $110.5 million with a $31 million signing bonus, per Heavy and CBS Sports. Notice how well the early camp evidence fits the June profile. 3 touchdowns and a handful of practices is exactly what a big play, score-dependent receiver looks like in August. It says the explosiveness survived the knee. It says nothing about whether the targets come, and targets were always the question. Does the June read hold? Unchanged. Nothing from this window moves it in either direction, and the camp touchdown flurry supports the talent half of the read without touching the workload half. Next week, Green Bay hosts Denver on Thursday night. Watch whether Watson plays, and if he does, how often Jordan Love looks his way with Jaden Reed and Matthew Golden both back in the mix. The volume, not the highlights, is what we're grading. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFLverse.